Clark is due to speak in Superior tomorrow and in Racine on Tuesday. Television ads touting the retired general's military service have been running in five other cities. The push comes as Clark is rising in some of the national polls and is putting some pressure on perceived Democratic frontrunner Howard Dean. Marquette University political scientist John McAdams says Clark may be having some success positioning himself as the anti-Dean.
To try to appeal to a lot of Democrats who think Dean is either too extreme or perhaps too strident or perhaps too given to shooting off his mouth.
McAdams says Clark has some chance of succeeding with that approach, depending on what happens with three or four other major candidates after Iowa, where Clark is not campaigning. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Thomas Holbrook says the timing of Wisconsin's mid-February primary could be in Clark's favor.
And his strategy seems to be more for the long-distance run than for a sort of sprint here at the beginning. And you know, part of that strategy has to involve states like Wisconsin, you know, who were holding their primaries within a couple of weeks of New Hampshire, because by the middle of March, you know, things should be fairly well decided.
But Howard Dean's campaign is not planning to let Clark build any more momentum here. Wisconsin spokesperson Mike Spahn says Dean has a strong grassroots team.
We already have more than 11,000 people signed up to support Governor Dean in Wisconsin. And just this weekend, we're actually running a 72-county literature drop.
Spahn says Dean's history as a governor should give him the upper hand over Clark with Wisconsin voters when it comes to balancing budgets and providing health care. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.